Elliott Lake's lower plaza was filled with people, drum music, food, dance and speeches, with the official opening of the local Indigenous Friendship Center taking place Tuesday morning under warm, sunny skies. The Ontario Federation of Indigenous Friendship Centers, OFIFC, officially ratified two friendship centers, including the Elliott Lake Center, as new members of the OFIFC at its annual general meeting in Ottawa on July 22. The NG Mawinjidiong Indigenous Friendship Center in Elliott Lake brings the total number of friendship centers serving urban Indigenous communities in Ontario to 31 and will allow the center to receive eligible funding to deliver a wide range of OFIFC programs urban Indigenous citizens and non-Indigenous citizens. The OFIFC mission statement is to improve the quality of life for Indigenous people living in an urban environment by supporting self-determined activities which encourage equal access to and participation in Canadian society and which respect Indigenous cultural distinctiveness. The programs deal with children and youth, education, employment, health, healing and wellness strategies, homelessness and housing strategies, justice and advocacy for 2SLGBTQ+. Elizabeth Richer, the center's director of Niganin Services, said there are plans to offer services 7 days a week at various times that are open to Indigenous and non-Indigenous citizens. Her position will eventually be taken over by Chastity Morningstar, who is currently in training to manage the center. The service is under the jurisdiction of the North Shore Tribal Council, serving First Nation communities from Sudbury to Sault Ste. Marie. "We're moving and shaking," an excited Richer said of the programs offered. "The needs of our members of our communities extend well beyond the reserves of First Nations," Alan Moffat, CEO for the Tribal Council, said. He welcomed having the center to assist Indigenous people living outside their First Nation communities and working together with Elliott Lake to make the center a reality.